Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location. Located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by 100 Nickel, providing live music, bowling, and arcade in Broomfield, Colorado at Shippers Lanes, offering a new concert experience that includes bowling and arcade. Ticket and information available at 100nickel.com.
The time is 8:01. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, it's Brazilian ragtime tonight, because we're going to be featuring the music of Ernesto Nazaré, who has sometimes been called the Brazilian Scott Joplin. Just a brief bio here. He was the greatest Brazilian tango composer and trendsetter of a type of music called the choro. Choro means cry or lament. It's instrumental Brazilian popular music genre from the 19th century. Despite its name, the music often has a fast and happy rhythm, not always a cry or lament. It's characterized by virtuosity, improvisation, subtle modulations, and is full of syncopation and counterpoint. Let's see. Ernesto Nazaré was born in Rio and learned to play the piano from his mother. He was born March 20th, 1863, so this is the month of his birthday. His mother liked waltzes and polkas. After her death, Ernesto continued studies, began composing. First piece written and published by the time he was 14. He later started hanging out with choro musicians, which provided him with an acute and original sense of rhythm. He began his professional career playing in cafes, balls, society parties, and the waiting rooms of movie theaters. His first concert, as a pianist took place in 1898. In 1933, after a period of mental instability, being diagnosed with syphilis and worsening hearing problems caused by a fall during childhood, Nazaré was hospitalized in an asylum. On February 1st, 1934, he fled the asylum and was found 3 days later in the adjacent forest near a waterfall, dead by drowning. What we're going to do tonight, we're going to play a number of his pieces, but each one of these pieces will be played by a well-known ragtimer. Frank French was probably the first to bring Nazaré's music to the fore here in the United States, but A lot of people started doing it after that, and I think you'll be surprised at the names you will recognize of these well-known ragtime performers who have learned some of Nazare's music. Let's start with French, Frank French, just because he was sort of the leader of the whole thing. Here is a Nazare tune from 1906 called Batouque, and here is Frank French.
Thank you.
Well, there we have three in a row by three well-known ragtimers, sometimes called the Bad Boys of Ragtime. Batuque, played by Frank French, followed by Bejero, as played by Scott Kirby, and finally Está Chumbado, all by Ernesto Nazare, the last one played by David Thomas Roberts. We'll keep moving on here. Our next piece will be Escovado, and it'll be played by Masanobu. There I got it. Masanobu Ikemiya, Japanese classical pianist who came to the United States and stayed and now lives in Maine, I believe, certainly on the East Coast, where he directs the New York Ragtime Orchestra, among other things. So we'll hear that one first. Following that, we will hear probably the most famous of Nazare's pieces. It's called Odeon, from 1910, named after the Odeon movie theater in Rio de Janeiro, where Ernesto Nazare often played. I have 19 versions of this particular song. That's how popular it is. Most of the rest of them, I have maybe three at the most, but sometimes just one. So Odeon will follow that with Dick Hyman playing that. There's a famous name for you. And then right after that, we'll hear Vittorioso, as played by Joshua Rifkin, another well-known ragtimer who was famous for his recordings of Scott Joplin. So here we go with Mas Ikemiya and Escovado. Thank you. Well, I queued up the wrong track, so we'll go backwards, and now we'll hear Mas Akemia do Escovado, and then we'll hear Dick Hyman do Odeon, because that was Odeon, but we'll hear another version, this one by Dick Hyman. So we're back on track now.
Thank you. Thank you.
right, all right. We heard Escovado by Mas Akemia, Odeon by Dix Hyman, and finally Vittorioso by Joshua Rifkin. So three well-known ragtime names there, all playing the music of Ernesto Nazaré. That's what we're doing tonight. The music of Brazil's Scott Joplin, as it were, played by American well-known ragtimers, mostly American, I should say. Moving on now, this will be a waltz, something a little different. Nazaré wrote this in 1912. Eponina, and our artist will be Glenn Jenks, and we'll follow that up with Carioca from 1913, as played by Morten Gunnar Larsen. So two well-known names and two of Nazaré's great pieces.
Thank you.
Hey. All right, two. Eponina Waltz by Glenn Jenks and Carioca by Morten Gunnar Larsen. Both, of course, by Ernesto Nazare, the artist or the composer we are featuring tonight. Let's move on now. We've got three more to take us out. We'll start with Squeak Steele, who performs regularly in the Bucket of Blood Saloon in Virginia City, Nevada. But she has recorded some of Nazare, including this one from 1916 called Garoto. And then right after that, Brian Wright, maybe not overly familiar unless you own, some of his CDs that he has brought out. Rivermont. He's the head of Rivermont CDs, so if you own any of those, your life has been touched by Brian Wright. And then we'll follow that off with Brian Keenan, who many of you may remember when he played for many of our Rocky Mountain Ragtime festivals here in Colorado. So Squeak Steele with Garoto, Brian Wright with Nove de Julio, and finally Brian Keenan with Plangente.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we're running out of time, so this is Jack Rummel saying thanks for very much for joining us this evening as we featured the music of Ernesto Nazaré from Rio de Janeiro, South America, as played by well-known ragtimers from the Northern Hemisphere. Hope you enjoyed it, and tune in next week for more recorded ragtime, and stay tuned for Swing Shift.